This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
All right, great. Thank you, Promise. We are going to I'll cover each of those topics, but first we're going to check in with sideline reporter for Chargers Radio, Shannon Farron. Shannon, thanks for joining us.
Of course, guys. How are you?
We're doing well. We're fortunately not in the middle of a hurricane like our friends to the west are right now, so doing better than some. But, Shannon, the Chargers this year, it's another season, and I feel like this is a yearly thing with the Chargers with the injuries and the amount of guys that they go into a season, you know, wanting to have and then not having them. How's this team doing mentally, kind of fighting through this again with all the injury problems?
Here's the thing. I would say it's a tough thing, but it's not because they're used to it, like you pointed out. It started in San Diego, and it came with them to Los Angeles. Every training camp, every preseason, there are devastating injuries to the superstars on this team. And nobody wants to see Derwin James play more than everybody who watches the NFL. And that was really a gut punch this preseason, or this training camp season, I guess I should say, without preseason, when we lost him again for the second year in a row, and being a young guy. But he kept his spirits high. They know how to deal with it. They have a next man up mentality, and it serves them well again this year. And Austin Eckler, again, huge loss that we sustained last week in the running game. So they're used to it, but yeah, it sucks.
When you talk about Coach Anthony Lynn, and you know, really previous to the game, him not really committing to the quarterback, Justin, but then after really the game and seeing it and evaluating everything, and, you know, I think the dynamic with Tyrod kind of taking it hard. How do you think Tyrod, you know, I know he's a pro, but how do you think he is going to kind of handle that situation, as well as was it the right move for Coach Lynn to go ahead and anoint Justin the quarterback, or at least a starter going forward?
First of all, Deuce, I owe you $1,500 because you handed me my fantasy win in 2003, I think it was. So,
oh, man, I love that.
In the mail.
No doubt about
all,
it.
Anthony Lynn got a lot of heat after he said that Tyrod was going to be the guy when he was 100% healthy, because, you know, it was really tragic what happened to Tyrod. He's had a series of setbacks in his career that had nothing to do with him. Whether it's injuries or freak accidents or whatever. And this was one of those where he had chest pains and the doctors gave him an injection to numb the pain before week two. And it was an injury he sustained in week one. He was playing with cracked ribs in that game. I mean, like you said, he is a competitor and he's one of Anthony Lynn's guys. Anthony Lynn loves him. I love him. Everyone loves him in the organization because he is a leader. He is so professional. He is poised. And he handled it really, really well. But, like, this is – you lose your starting jobs to injuries all the time, as you guys know. But this was something that a team doctor – and the doctors are great, but unfortunately that happened to him by the hands of the team, so it's really tough. And so Coach Lynn really wanted to stick with him and say, we're going to stick with him even, you know, if Herbert's doing great. But Coach Lynn also was instrumental in that pick, in bringing – Justin Herbert and the 6th overall pick to this team. I mean, he had a lot of input in that as well. And he got a lot of heat when he came out and said he's a backup for a reason after, you know, his first start. But this kid has played so well. You guys know this. I mean, he has the most passing yards under pressure of any quarterback in the NFL right now. So it's really hard, unfortunately. And Tyrod didn't take it well. He did not take it well because, I mean, they're all competitors at this level.
Speaking with Shannon Farron with Chargers Radio. Shannon, you talked about the Austin Eckler injury. Josh Kelly, the guy who kind of stepped up and got most of the work after that injury. What have the Chargers thought about Josh Kelly so far? What have you seen in him, and how is he going to do filling in for Eckler?
Josh Kelly is one of the first guys out there to warm up. He's one of the first guys in the building throughout the week. He is eager. He has a great attitude. He's a local guy. He's from UCLA. Coach loves him. Unfortunately, Coach hates turnovers. And Joshua Kelly had back-to-back turnovers, and he was sick with himself after the first one, said he was losing sleep over it, that it would never happen again. And sure enough, last week, it happened again. Anthony Lynn hates fumbles, especially from a running back. And Deuce, you know this, like when you play the position, you know how hard you are on the guys that play the same position.
Well, yeah, I mean, that's what he played.
Right. So, but without Austin Eckler, you're going to see more Joshua Kelly. He may have been benched had Austin not get hurt, but he did. And so now you just have Justin Jackson in the backfield with Joshua Kelly. And he is great, and he is going to be a superstar in this league. He's just learning. He's just, you know, they're going to make the rookie mistakes.
I got to ask you about the injuries as far as that they have this week. You know, I know a couple of those guys were able to get back to practice, and, you know, how much some of that is veteran rest, but, you know, how much does that really affect from a preparation standpoint? And I know Zach asked it as well, but how much from a preparational standpoint is that going to affect them? And then, you know, maybe the Saints are going to be in the same situation, missing six starters last week, and, you know, you lose Ryan Ramczyk during the game, but they look like they may get a couple of those guys back.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's tough. It's like they're preparing that Mike Thomas is going to be in the game. I don't know if you guys have any inside information, but I don't know if he's going to be in the game. But you've got to prepare like he is. You know, there's been some issues with your secondary, and I think that the Chargers are going to try and capitalize on that despite the fact of maybe no Mike Williams. Maybe no Mike Williams for the second week in a row, but then you've got guys like Parham and Tyron who stepped up. These are two kids who their first receptions in the league were for huge touchdown receptions. So, it's that next guy up mentality, and I think you just have to prepare like all hands are on deck and go from there.
Shannon Farron, sideline reporter for Chargers Radio. Shannon, man, we really appreciate the time. We appreciate it, and hopefully we'll get to catch up with you down the road.
Of course, guys. Take care. Good luck.
Thank you.
All right, Deuce and I will step away. More Fans and the Pros when we come back here on WWL.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.